Busted. Written by Lesbians Herald. Read by Kitsune Heart. Fandom: She-Ra and the Princesses of Power. Adora was rarely clueless. She had always considered herself to be responsible and reasonable. But when Catra grabbed her hand after lunch and led her into a dark closet in the west wing of Bright Moon Castle, Adora threw all of that out the window and followed the girl without question, even though they had a meeting with the other princesses in about an hour. So yeah, maybe she was a little careless sometimes, but she couldn't help it, especially when the brunette began to sway her hips as she walked in front of her. Once inside the small room, they didn't even bother turning on the light, and immediately embraced each other as soon as the door was closed. Adora walked back a little, and Catra followed along, her hands never leaving the blonde's face. Adora placed herself on a box, and the other girl straddled her with ease as they continued making out. Catra must really be in the mood today, Adora thought, as the brunette's kisses seemed a lot hungrier than usual. She didn't mind, though, and didn't comment either, letting her arms run up the other girl's sides before settling on her back and pulling her even closer. Catra sighed with delight under her touch, and Adora read that as an encouragement to explore further. As her hands traveled down her body again, Catra pulled away from the kiss, her mouth traveling down to Adora's neck.
Catra, it'll leave a mark.
Adora sighed into the dark, even though she couldn't care less at the moment. Catra voiced her exact thoughts when she broke away for a second to say, "I don't care." Adora smiled. Soon enough, their lips were locked again, and hands continued exploring.
I could get used to this,
Adora thought, just as the door opened, the sharp light taking them completely out of the moment.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have, like, a meeting right now, so...
Mermista said in her usual bored voice as she stood in the doorway.
"It'll be a minute,"
Adora managed to get out, her cheeks already burning with embarrassment. She was the protector of the country, after all, and wasn't supposed to be found making out with her girlfriend in a closet right before an important alliance meeting.
"Whatever," the mermaid said and walked away. "Can't even get a moment of privacy around here,"
Catra complained as she got off Adora. The blonde giggled.
"Well, if you'd waited, we could have gotten a lot more time in my room," she said as they walked out of the room and headed toward the meeting.
Once it was over, Beau dragged Adora to the side.
"Why were you late? And what is that on your neck?"
The blonde took her hand up to the spot where Catra's lips had been an hour earlier. "Oh, this? It's just a mosquito bite," she lied. Beau crossed his arms, eyeing her with a skeptical look. Just then, Catra walked up behind Adora and put an arm around her girlfriend.
"Hey, Beau," she said with a trademark smirk.
"Hey, mosquito,"
he answered with an unimpressed look. Adora's cheeks began to burn, while Catra looked confused at the boy.
"Come on," the blonde said, grabbing the other girl's hand and beginning to walk towards her room, where they could be left in peace without any further interruptions.
The end.